and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And welcome back into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. It is 9:48. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here for this segment by Michael Kerr, who is the Scoutmaster for Troop 74 for the Boy Scouts. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And he's also brought along Jacoby Kerr, who I'm guessing is your son.
Yes.
Okay. Nice to have you, Jacoby.
Thanks.
You guys have an event coming up tomorrow. It's the annual Spring Pancake Feed. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on.
Well, what we're doing is we are hosting a pancake feed for anyone who wants to come. It's 7 o'clock to 7 o'clock all day. It's all-you-can-eat pancakes along with K-State sausage and orange drink. It's hosted at the First Presbyterian Church on 8th and Leavenworth. And adult tickets are $5, and youth tickets for that are 5 and under are $2.
All right. Can you buy these tickets in advance still? I know it's happening tomorrow, but if somebody wanted to get one today, can they do that?
Yes. Any of our scouts are selling the tickets, and we also have them available at the door.
Okay. Perfect. Well, who's helping you out with this pancake feed? Do you have sponsors helping you out with this?
No, not really. The church sponsors our troop, so they provide the use of the space for us for free. We purchase the pancakes or the mix and all the ingredients, and we purchase the sausage from K-State. And came in for supporting us to be on the air this morning.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're happy to do that. Obviously, the Boy Scouts do a lot of good work here in the community. And I'm curious what you guys use the funds for.
We use our funds for paying for scout badges and early awards, for paying them once the scouts actually receive them. Also for our buses, which obviously need maintenance and fuel. We also use it for programs and equipment. So like we buy equipment for the troop, so tents, camping gear, just everything you need on a camping trip. And for to help pay for the scouts to go to summer camp. So basically, it allows the scouts to not pay the full price of summer camp because summer camp is expensive and the troop pays part of it.
All right. Where do you guys have your summer camp at?
So we generally rotate between different camps. Our scouts are able to choose generally sometime in the late spring or fall. We'll choose which camp we're going to for the following summer. And we choose a different camp almost every year. They rotate through, but year after year we go to a different camp. It gives our scouts different opportunities to earn different merit badges, to see different places, to do different things than just going to one specific camp.
Okay. And as far as you look like, Jacoby, you're a little older. You've been in Boy Scouts probably for a while.
Yeah, I've been in Boy Scouts for almost 11 years now.
11 years. What do you appreciate about being a member of the Boy Scouts?
I really just like it really teaches you life skills. Mm-hmm. It helps you – it teaches you basically how to be an adult. When we go camping, you have to budget for food. When you learn survival skills, which you might not need them every day, but it's helpful. And it really teaches you it's how to be prepared for almost anything.
Yeah, I mean, you learn so much, you know, survival skills, as you mentioned. And it's got to be nice doing a father-son deal here in the Boy Scouts as well.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It gets me time to spend with Jacoby and my other two sons and all the scouts. We're all a big family. We get to see them, to help them, to see them through the difficult times, to see them through the fun times.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I have a daughter who's in Girl Scouts herself, and I know she has a lot of fun with it. She likes the social interaction. When do you start taking applicants for Boy Scouts if somebody's interested in joining?
So the Cub Scout program, which is first grade through fifth grade, and then Boy Scout program starts at fifth grade and goes till they're 18. They can join either program at any point in time during the year. Usually on the Cub Scout program, most of them kind of join in August. The year kind of starts in August. The Boy Scout program, because it's a little more self-directed, time frame, each scout is a little different when they earn their badges and everything. They can come in at any point in time. So if we have a scout that wants to join today, a boy, they could definitely contact us, and we could get them in the troop and get them started.
All right. And Troop 74, does that encompass all of Manhattan then? Or?
So there are I'm probably going to be wrong in the number, 5 Boy Scout troops that serve the 5th grade through 18-year-old area, or 18-year-old boys in Manhattan. We're one of the 5. Our scouts come from both edges, all 4 directions of the community, and probably even outside the community. So we believe that scouts should look at what all the different troops in town and pick the one that's best for them with what they want out of a Boy Scout troop. Each one's a little different size-wise, activity-wise. So we want them to find the best one for them.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Again, we're talking with Boy Scout Troop 74 Scoutmaster Michael Kerr and his son Jacoby Kerr, who's also a member of Boy Scouts. So tomorrow with the pancake feed, are you guys going to be flipping pancakes? What is your role here tomorrow?
So I am one of the greeters, so I sit at the table in front, take tickets, answer questions, direct people.
My role is – I'm not really sure at this point. All of our parents do the cooking, so that's been my role for the past 5 years since Jacoby joined Boy Scouts, is I always sit next to the griddle and flip all the pancakes. As a scoutmaster, I'll probably move into a different role. I think I get to make the coffee now. And make sure that all our supplies are kept up to date, and out there we get butter for all the pancakes, we got syrup and silverware, and talk to the patrons that come in to eat.
These events are always so much fun. I love pancake feeds. You know, I was out at something for the spaghetti feed last week out at Potter Hall I can't remember the group now. Who was that was doing the spaghetti?
Was that the Kiwanis?
No, it wasn't Kiwanis.
Oh, it was the Optimus. It was the Morning Optimus Club. Yes.
They did that, and then you have this the following weekend. These are great community events for people to come together, and, you know, you're raising money. I don't know how much you guys – do you have a goal you're trying to get to here?
We have 2 of these a year, and each one is usually $6,000 to $7,000 for our troop.
Perfect. Well, and that's going to go a long ways, as you mentioned, kind of give you some scholarship opportunities to go to camp. Can people give other ways too if they want to donate extra money tomorrow? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, if they're down at the church, they can definitely write a check and donate. If they aren't able to make it to the church, I can be contacted and we can work on getting the check to our treasurer, and it'll go into the funds. If they have something specific they want us to use it for, we can definitely place it towards that. We always have a few scouts that families are not able to send them to camp financially, and so we're always able to work with some community donors and get them sent to camp. So definitely we can take donations.
Yeah, well, kind of our role here is we want to get you as many donations as possible here.
Absolutely.
So hopefully if you're listening and if you want to come out, have some pancakes, leave a little extra cash for them, maybe tip your pancake server here tomorrow, and I mean, what a great opportunity for these kids because, you know, the camps are so educational and you'll learn a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. The scouts all have fun at camp. They learn. So it's a great program. We love the program. We love to see our scouts go through it. We wish we could get a few more scouts in, but they're busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, 801 Leavenworth Street, First Presbyterian Church at Presby Place. How much are tickets again?
$5 per adult and $2 children 5 and under.
All right. So, and it's all you can eat pancakes, 2 sausage links, coffee, and an orange drink. Orange drink, is that similar to orange juice?
Tang, actually.
Tang?
Yeah, Dave.
Tang. You know. I grew up with Tang. That was the drink of the astronauts, you know.
It was. Good enough for the astronauts. It's great for the Boy Scouts.
Well, fantastic.
There's a throwback. Is Tang still even in the stores? I guess I haven't looked for it. Apparently, you found some.
Yeah, usually I think we purchase ours from Sam's Club, but I think I saw it in Dillon's the other night.
All right. So you said there's sausage also?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Best sausage in town.
I'll see you sometime tomorrow. Don't know what time yet, but I'll see you sometime tomorrow.
That'd be great.
That's one of my favorite pancake feeds. I mean, it's just it's a great environment, and what you guys do for young people, it's wonderful, and one of the best causes. That anytime we have an organization that helps young people grow, it's worthy of support.
We appreciate your support.
Yeah, and I appreciate, you know, the goodies.
That's right.
best pancakes in town, we've been told.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, that's a tall order.
It is.
There'll be a lot of people. Should we have a pancake cook-off sometime? Okay. All right.
Imagine
you get all the people that are doing the pancake feeds all in one big building with their own little kitchen and their own little mixtures. We don't know, you know.
Or maybe we get a pancake committee formed of people who go to the different pancake feeds and they judge.
Should we do this on International Pancake Day so the people in Liberal don't have all the accolades for the day because, you know, they got the race? We could just have the pancake challenge.
We could do that.
Yeah. I mean, we think out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, this is going to go nowhere, but that's fine. You know, trying to add some comedic value for whatever that's worth.
All right. The annual Spring Pancake Feed is happening tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., First Presbyterian Church. Be sure to check it out and give them some donations here to help the kids go to summer camp. Michael Kerr, Jacoby Kerr, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That'll do it here for In Focus on this Friday.
All right. That's good stuff. Great community things there happening. Appreciate all of our guests today, Gary Fike and Karen Hibbert, as well as our Boy Scout folks here this morning on K-Man's In Focus. Coming up next hour, no Clark Howard. We have Blueville's Horticulture Hints. Derek is here for that. And we'll be talking about a number of things here next hour on News Radio KMAN. Rush Limbaugh has a special guest host in today. Oh, I had the name, but now I've lost it. But anyway, Rush from 11 to 2. And then Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon, and K-State baseball tonight. Have a great weekend. See you at the polyester party tonight.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too.